Weiter. Ein bein hamudur hano mechaveroi. There's no difference if hamudur hano, you made a neder saying, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from my chaver. Your neder was hano, not to have any enjoyment from him. Lamudu b'meno meichel. Or else he just said, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to have any food from him. I'm not going to eat anything from him. There's no difference. And both in the Dorim, you ask it, come on, everything, el adrisus regel. The only difference is, are you allowed to walk through his property? If you made a neder, I'm not going to have any enjoyment at all from him. I can't even walk through his property. But if my neder was just not to have food from him, then walking has nothing to do with food. V'keilem sheinoisim ben oichel nefesh. And no adin, if you want to rent or borrow from your friend utensils that people don't cook with. So if you made the first neder not to have any enjoyment from your friend, you can't even borrow these keilem like a hammer, you can't even borrow a hammer. But if you made a neder not to have oichel, not teach from your friend, then you're allowed to borrow a hammer, since it's not cool, it's not for the purpose of oichel nefesh. So Gemara says, Hol inyan keilem sheisim b'moichel nefesh, zeh b'zeh shoven. But to borrow a pot, or anything that you use for cooking, then both nedarim would ask for you. Because when you said, I can't have any food from you, you meant anything that comes with the eating. Not only the actual food itself, but anything that comes, that brings about eating, is also in your nether. You can't have enjoyment from a pot from your friend. Then what's the difference? The Mishnah says, Drisus a regal, that your ladder walked over your friend's property. For the Gemara, hold like cop the inchi. Like what's the other mean? Like even if you make a nether, I make a promise, like, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from you. But what's wrong with walking through his property? People don't care about that. That's not cool, you having enjoyment from me. I don't care if anybody walks through my property. So since people don't care about it, it's not in your nether. Your nether means, I made a nether, I'm not going to have any enjoyment from you. That means, usually people are mocked, but you can't stop taking enjoyment from me unless I let you, I give you permission. So your nether was, anything that people usually care about, I'm not going to take it from you. But the chur just walking through a person's property, like through your yard, people don't care about it. So why, that's not even b'chlal my nether. So I should be mutter to walk through your yard. The teretz is, on my rovam, ha'mani rebelezi. Rebelezi, our mishnah goes across rebelezi shita. The yomah vitur osa b'mudra no. Yes, vitur means even those things that people are mavat, like give up, people don't care about, people are not makbar about, that's minastam. Minastam, people don't care if you walk through your yard or not. But when you went and made a neder, that I make a neder, I can't have any enjoyment from you, in the neder you meant to ask for any type of enjoyment. Even though something that people don't care about, still it's in your neder. So that's Pshat now Mishnah also. Even Drisus a regular that you don't think about it, but when you made a neder, that's also also. The Rashi says, Vitur, Dover Shoyim Avate L'Cholodim, something that nobody cares about. I don't care who walks through my lawn. V'yeinu Matalov, I don't care about it. Still, if you made a neder not to have enjoyment from your friend, you should know you're not allowed to walk through his property either. Vaita. Ein bein nederim ledovos. There's no difference between a korban neder or a korban nedovo. Elosha nederim chayovim b'achriusoi. And the nederim of the pshat is, you have a chiv to bring a korban. You have to bring the korban. Let's say you made one korban and you lost it. You have to bring another one. Because the chiv is upon you. Therefore, you chayim b'chayusin, for you have responsibility for it, you have achrayus on it. That if the first one got lost, you have to bring a second one. When the davus, mashenki, the davus, a present, ain't a chayim b'chayusin. A present means you said, harezu oila. You went to this animal and you said, this animal should be a korban. Now let's say the animal dies, you'd have no chayim to bring another one. Because it was only a ned and a davus, you're saying, this one should be a present. If it gets lost, I don't have achrayus, responsibility to bring another one. So the moral inyan bal tachar, zeh v'zeh shoven. Now we had it allowed that once you bring a korban, you have to bring it in a certain amount of time. A big machlokes we had, whether one yontiv, two yontivim, three yontivim, sukkis, but if you wait a certain amount of time, you're over this level bal tachar. So mashma both of them, zayin nevi, zayin adover, has a level bal tachar. Tananosim, we learned over there in Rosh Hashanah, eizehu neder, what's called a neder oimer, harei olai oila. If somebody says, Harei Olai, I have a chiyuv to bring a korban oila. Because the chiyuv is upon you, not on the animal. You have to bring a korban oila. Eizehu nedava, what's called a korban nedava? Ha'imar harezu oila. Somebody went to an animal and didn't talk about himself. He just said to the animal, you, harezu oila, you should be a korban oila. Now, ma ben adorim nedava, there it says, what's the difference between a korban neder or a korban nedava? Nidorim, Nesu, Anignavu, Ayovdu, Chayim, Achrusim. That's good. When you made a neder, means you have to bring the korban. If you set aside one and it died or it got stolen or it got lost, you have to, you're responsible, you have to bring another one. Nidovus, let's say you just said to this animal, you should be a korban oilam, then Nesu, if the animal died, the Nignavu was stolen or Ayovdu got lost, Eina Chayim, Achrusim. You don't have the chiyah to bring another one. You have no responsibility. We know, and immediately, how do we know this? The Torah Rabbanan, the Pasuk says like this. When you bring a carbon, it should be a ritzu, it should be good for you, that it gives you a kapara, gives you a mechapra for it. Shem forgives you. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Esha'olav chayi bachu yusay. V'yesha'enu olav ein chayi bachu yusay. That whatever is the chiyav upon you, you have a chiyav achrayis, you have a responsibility. If the chiyav is not upon you, it's only upon the animal, like that we said that's in the Dova, you have no chiyav achrayis. My mashma, what's the mashma? How does he know this from? Drashi, the olav means kabbalas achrayis olav. How does he know? Venir tzolah lechapur olav, he dashes like this. Olav means upon you. That means if you made a neder that the chiv is upon you, you have a responsibility. If you didn't make the neder upon you, but just upon the animal, then you have no responsibility. My mashma, how do we know this? Amr yitzel baravdimi, kivan diyomer olai. When the person says olai, harezu olai, that's a neder. That I have the responsibility to bring a korban is commanded toyin akas v'domi. That's what you meant to say. It's as if you're putting the packle on your back. The man the toyin, you're putting it akas on your shoulders, domi. In other words, that's the lashon of a nether. A nether means haray olai. It's upon me, zechiyach, to see that a korban should be brought. So I don't care if you set aside one and then it died. So what if it died? But did you do what you're supposed to do? No. You have an obligation to bring a korban, so you have a chiyav achrayis, you have a responsibility to see that's brought. Right, ein bein zov horoya shtei riyos l'roya sholish. There's no difference between a man that has zav, that saw zav coming out of him, whether he saw it two times or he saw it three times. El a korban. The nafka mina is, if you see it three times, then you have a chiyav to bring a korban. Then you're a zav gomer, and when you come tor, after you zayin nikiyim, you have to bring a korban. If you only saw it two times, you have all tumas zav like anybody else. Just the chiyav korban you don't have to bring. You still have to wait zayin kiyim, and you still have tumas maga, you have tumas masa, just that you don't have to bring a korban. To bring a korban, you have to see zav three times. Rashi says, shtei riyas. Either one day you see two riyas, or if shtei yam ritzu for us, one after another. The same thing. If you see three times in one day, you have the chiyav to bring a korban. Or else it could even be shtayim b'yaymechad. You saw two twice in one day. The yechad l'machad once the next day. For a zav, that also makes you into a zav to bring a korban. If you saw three times, you have to bring a korban. If you only saw twice, you only bring a yoni tomei, but you don't have the chiyav to bring a korban. So Gemara says, "All inyan mishkav v'moshe v'sfira shiva zev v'zeshovim." The geit tilchas tumah that mishkav that v'zav sleeps on top of something, or moshe where he's sitting on top of something, then it becomes tummy. That applies to both of them. Even though you only saw twice zav came out of your body, still you have a gansi or an avat tumah you matama mishkav v'moshe u'sfira shiva. The tumah only goes away after you count 7 days that nothing came out of your body. Then you can go to the mikvah. Then you become tor. Zev v'zeshovim. Minoan emili, how do we know this? That you only need to see three times for a korban. But once you see two times, you have all tumah. By a need, it's not that way. By a need, she only becomes a zav if she sees three times dam nidus, during the 11 days. But by a man, it's different. By a man, two times makes him into tumas zav. How do we know this? The Torah Rabbanan will learn like this. Rabbi Simoy Yoimer. Mona akostiv shtayim, the Pasuk says he saw twice. The Korah Tom, and he calls him Tommy. Sholish, the Pasuk says, then he saw a third time. The Korah Tom, and he also calls him Tommy. So what's going on? Hakesed, how do you have this? Shtayim Latuma. After a Zav sees Zava twice, he becomes Tommy. He has his Anava Tuma. The Sholish the Korban. That's what the Torah says another time. If you see a third time, that's Mugayat the Ilchas Korbanus. You have to be the Korban. For the Gemara, no, V'yayma Shtayim Latuma will learn the Korban. Maybe true. If you only see twice, you have Tommy. You don't have the chiyav korban. Sholosh the korban lo tumah. But maybe if you see three times, then you only have the chiyav korban. Maybe your tumah goes off. So anymore, that can't be. Or ma'at, you're telling me, achlo ruach sholosh, ruach shtayim, go monashoch. Before you see three times, you have to see two times.
So when you saw it two times, you became Tomei. So what kind of Svar is that? When you see a third time, you become Tor. That doesn't make any sense. So Avad Rav Nissim say is, when you see two times, you're Tomei and you stay Tomei. But when you see a third time, either the same day or the next day, then you have a chiyuv to bring a korban also. For the Gemara V'Eima, maybe no, maybe Shtayim the korban lo l'tumah. Maybe no. If you only see two times the same day, one after another, you have a chiyuv korban. And you're talking about Tomei, you're not an Avad Tomei. Sholosh, maybe the other way. When you see three times Zav, after Tumah, then you get a chiyuv, you become an Avad Tumah, you matam everything. How do we know to say the opposite way, that two times makes you Tomei, and the third time is only for korban? So you must learn loisakadayat, don't think like that. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chiparolov ha-koinuch ne'ashem, mi-zoivoy. That when you have to bring a korban, and the korban is mechapa, forgives you for the Tumah Zav that you have. So it's actually like this. Miksa zovin mevi'in korban, or miksa zovin ein mevi'in korban. Some do, some don't. It says, mi zoivoy, mashma from the Zav, only from, means some. Sometimes the Zav has to bring a korban, sometimes he doesn't. How does that come out? Okay, it said, Rosh Sholosh, maybe. If you saw it like a three times a Zav, then you have to bring a korban also. Not only are you Tomei, you also have to bring a korban. Shtayim, if you only saw two times, ain't a maybe, you don't have to bring a korban. Or yeina, maybe not like that. Ella, maybe it's like this. Raw days, maybe. If you see two times, maybe you have to bring a korban. Raw, sholosh, ain't a maybe. Maybe when you see three times, though, then the chiyuv korban goes off. But the Gemara again, that doesn't make any sense. Omato actually roar sholosh roar shtayin like a monoshach. Before you saw the third time, you saw two times. So you had a chiv to bring a korban already. There's no svar to say the chiv should go off later. So Omato, the only svar is when you see two times, you're only tomei and you don't have a chiv to bring a korban yet. When you see a third time, then you have a chiv to bring a korban also. So that's this pasuk of lefnei Hashem mi zoy zoy. Some do and some don't. You need both drushes here. Demon Rabbi Smith Rabbi Simoy alone have him, and I would have thought, Kikushin, like the first Kasha. Chveis, maybe two times is a korban and a third time is tumah. Kamash Mlo Mizoivai, when this postal of korban, that two times gives you a korban. Three times gives you the korban. Now, V Mizoivai, only from the postal of Mizoivai, Yadana Kamarios. I don't know how many times you have to see. Like, truth is a difference. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But I would not know how many times you have to see in order to give you a chiyuv korban. Kamash on Reb Simoy, it says over there, Reb Simoy, that two times gives you tumah, and then one more time gives you a chiyuv korban. Rav Hashta, the Yamar Mizoy v'Ladrosha, now that you say the word of Mizoy means Ladrosha, that not all Zavs bring a korban, only some of them. Of a Zoy v'Chiyitor HaZav Mizoyvoy, my Darashtabe, what do you do at the beginning of the Pasuk? V'Chiyitor HaZav Mizoyvoy, another Pasuk like, V'Chiyitor HaZav Mizoyvoy, when a Zav becomes Tor from his Zoyvoy. So he also says, from his Zav, should make a deal. Only some Zav have to become Tor, and some don't. That's not true. Every single Zav we're saying is Tomei. So how do you dash it from the word Mizoiva here? Some yes, some no. And the Gemara, who mi boil like this word, the Chiyitor Zav, when the Zav becomes Tor, Mizoiva, mi boil like a Katanya, need it like this. The Pobi Dashin, the Chiyitor Zav, that means like a Sheyivsoik, Mizoiva. He becomes Tor when he stops seeing a Zav. So we dash in Mizoiva, for Le Mizoiva Vinigoi. It means even though he has a tzaras also, you shouldn't think if he stops seeing, if he has a Zayin Nikim from the Tumah Zav, he can't become Tor. No, he could become Tor even though he still has a negative tzaras. Tumah tzaras he has, but Tumah Zav goes off. Now, right after the word Mizoivo, it says V'sifer, what do we learn now from counting? Lima to teach us, Al Zav Bal Shteriyo Shetoyin Svira Shiva. Svira Shiva. Even though we only saw 2 days of Zav, two times, still he has a tumas avatuma that he only becomes Tor after he has Zayin Kim. So Mura says like Chita, you don't need a pasuk for that, but I didn't with the Svara. In Metama Mishkav Moshev, if he has a tumas avatuma to have tumas Mishkav Moshev on him, Lo Yeitor and Svira Shiva, isn't it for sure he should have to wait to have Zayin Kim to become Torah?